Chicago. This is your new morning routine. Cap and J-Hood. Follow Cap J-Hood on Twitter and Instagram. Stream the show on the new ESPN Chicago app. Watch the show on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago. Now, on ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports. David Kaplan and Jonathan Hood.
Woo! Bring them out, bring them out, bring them out, bring them out. Woo! Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out.
So we have a lot to unpack about Matt Nagy and the Bear offense as they go through OTAs. So yesterday, and good morning to you, my friend.
Morning.
Matt Nagy said Justin Fields is the backup to Andy Dalton. And that's not a shock because he said that the day after the draft. Hey, Andy Dalton's our quarterback, blah, 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 blah. But everyone kind of assumed, well, yeah, let's wait and see what happens when they get to Lake Forest.
Just remember what Andy Dalton said. I would not come here unless I would be the starter. QB1, as we know, Andy Dalton.
Correct. So Matt went on the Chris Collinsworth podcast and was asked by Chris, who's very well connected and knows Matt exceptionally well, any way that Justin Fields starts in week one.
Is there a possible scenario where Justin Fields plays on opening night?
No, I mean, Andy is our starter. And again, I can't predict anything, you know, that's, you know how it goes. I mean, there's so many things that could happen between today and that week one, but that's, Andy is our starter and Justin's our number two. And we're going to stick to this plan.
And if anyone could take Nick Foles off our hands, call us.
Yes.
If you need somebody to drive your Uber or whatever. He ain't playing here.
That's also part of the Zoom. We just didn't get that audio. But we heard that before the show. There was feeling that Nick Foles, if you could just get him the hell out of here, help us out, Chris.
Yeah.
But we didn't get that part of the audio.
You need like a showrunner for the Sunday Night Football crew, whatever. We just, he's got no role. If we get to him, we're after ready.
I just want you to know, like, I know people will hear this wrong. It's just Cap and I are on the same page in that. If there's any way to trade Foles, that way you're not losing money. I would like for him to go away. This is not me saying that he sucks. I'm just saying that it's a luxury you don't need.
Agreed.
You actually don't need him. We know what the story is with the quarterbacks. It's Dalton and it's Fields. If Foles is not part of the immediate future or the future for the Bears.
Again, it's right now people are saying, why don't you cut him? Because it costs you more on the cap because of his guaranteed money, to release him.
Yes.
So he'll stay there. And it's a great security blanket to have as your number three, and he's a good dude. Okay, so that was Matt with Chris Collinsworth. Yesterday, after an OTA session, our guy Silvy, the great Mark Silverman, jumped on the Zoom during their show. He left the show to jump on the Zoom.
He's like Hawk Harrelson going down.
Take over.
Take over, Stoney. Someone's hurt. Yes. And Stone's like, this is not my job.
Exactly. I am not the play-by-play man.
Sylvie leaving the booth. I've got to go, Waddle. Hey, I'll be back. Yes.
So,
Sylvie, where are you going? You've got a show.
Yeah.
He's Hawk Harrelson.
The Zoom was more important, and he did ask a great question. This is Sylvie's question.
I love it.
And follow-up with Matt Nagy as he met with the Chicago media about Justin Fields yesterday.
Hey, Coach. Thanks for taking my question. Hope the family's well. I've got a follow-up question for you after this as well. Been wanting to know, did anyone in the organization ever promise Andy Dalton that he would be the starting quarterback on opening day of the regular season?
No, Mark. I'd say promises are, as we all know, promises can get pretty crazy. But what we told Andy is that he's our starter, and he knows that. And that's what Justin knows. That's what Nick knows. You know, the rest of our coaches, and we tell these guys knowing that there's got to be a start, right? So that's where we're at. And now they go ahead and all three of them are going to be the best quarterback they can be. And then that gets the into that plan, that this plan that we keep talking about. And it takes a little bit of time. But to answer your first question, there was no promises, but we told him, and I specifically told him, you're our starter, you know, so that's that. And now when you're in Andy's role, when you're in Justin's role, when you're in Nick's role, they know their roles. And now it's their job to be able to be the best quarterback they can be. But let me, I'll just be very clear. That being said, does that mean that these guys aren't competing? Absolutely not. They're competing. Like, they want to be the best. And so, and they wouldn't want their, they wouldn't want each other to not be any different. So, or to be any different. So, you know, that's the answer to that.
And based on that, we played your answer from Chris Collinsworth's podcast today, where you said that Andy Dalton is the starter. So we wanted clarification whether or not that means that Justin Fields cannot win the job.
Whether it's clarification that he can't win it, yes, correct. Andy Dalton is our starter. And when we go
just waiting to see if it's going to catch
through
up
this
again.
Process. There, like I said today, just calling a play in the huddle, and that gets to the instant gratification part that we all want, right? I understand that. Andy understands that. Justin understands it. Nick understands it. Our coaches understand that we all get excited about Justin Fields. You know, we'd all be lying if we didn't if we said something different. But that said, we're excited about Andy Dalton too. And we know that if we stick to this plan, that
And Nagy making good points so far with Sylvie. I think it was a pretty good answer.
We have that everything's going to be just fine. And that's where, like, these type of questions or being able to explain as we go. Because let's face it, what you know, when you go through OTAs, when you go through training camp, you go through preseason – the only goal that we have is to put the best quarterback out there. And Andy Dalton is our starter. Justin's our number two and Nick's our number three. And we're going to play that out.
All right. That's enough.
Right. Yeah. There's Zoom issues there,
but we got the point. JR, put this on the poll, please. At Cap J Hood on Twitter and Instagram, promises can be pretty crazy. Shot or no shot. Put that on there and see if that can promises be pretty crazy, because that was the first thing that Nagy
said. Was his quote.
Promises can be pretty crazy. A shot or no shot, that's the case.
Okay, so I have no issue with this. None whatsoever. Because, A, if you're in Matt's shoes and you rush the kid out there and go, I think he's ready, let's give it a shot, and it doesn't work, you have deflated your entire team, your entire fan base, who is just over the moon excited about Justin Fields. You've got a competent veteran quarterback. I didn't say he's a star. He's a competent football player. He comes in, much like Alex Smith did in Kansas City, and Patrick Mahomes spent every week except week 17 on the bench learning, and he said it was essential for his development. Matt was the critical piece that was working with him week after week, day after day. They have seen this work. Now, I'm not telling you Patrick Mahomes is going to arrive here next year in the form of Justin Fields, but why would you rush this kid? Why?
Well, first of all, how about our guy Sylvie coming in there rushing the booth like Hawk, leaving the booth and asking real questions, right?
Yeah.
I mean, and there's Jason Leisure probably on the same call, says, hey, that's my job. And the follow-up was, Matt, are you fired yet?
Right. Matt, are you still coaching?
You're not fired yet. I like Sylvie asking the direct question in the follow-up, because now it's cemented. We kind of knew before, we heard rumors, but when you hear it from the head coach directly, Andy's going to be the starter. Now, I know that rubs fans the wrong way, but you understand it from a – if you understand from a fan standpoint, when they hear that this morning, Cap, they're saying, yeah, but our future's right there. I can't wait to see them break glass and give us our guy Justin Fields, because it'll feel new and it feels fresh. Man, did you see our numbers from a Twitch standpoint, from a download standpoint? here at ESPN 1000. Just the announcement of Fields and how things are soaring in the right direction for Bears fans, just to know more about him and knowing that the quarterback of the future, you can understand why fans feel excited. Andy Dalton feels like some of the same, but Fields feels new.
Correct.
This is why we're going to get reaction today, social media on the phone calls about this, because they want to see the kid out there, because they want to see whether or not he can pay dividends for the team.
Again, we are in a city where, and this is not a shot at you or me or Bears fans, it's just stating fact. We live in a city and cheer for a team that has had zero quarterback success in our lifetime. Zero. And we have no freaking idea how to develop a quarterback. None.
Right.
So now they lay out a plan that has worked before and said, this is how we're going to develop this young man. We studied every single quarterback in this draft, every single quarterback in free agency, every single quarterback that was possibly available in a trade. This is the guy we settled on. We are going to do it the way we believe is best to do it. It's worked before. You got to go with the plan rather than, I got to get him on the field right now.
Right.
Relax. We're not winning the Super Bowl this year anyway.
Okay, say the Bears don't draft Justin Fields and they go completely opposite, you know, going with the linebacker, going with someone else. You know, look at the roster. The roster says that the offense is good enough to be able to score points, especially if you have a good quarterback, clearly. But we reviewed Allen Robinson, and we talked about his numbers and where he could be in the next few years if he stays a Chicago Bear. We've talked about the running backs, and you're going to see Tariq Cohen back and see Montgomery really coming into his own last year, right? And so the development of Mooney, looking at the tight end and looking at Komet, offensive line. It's not the patchwork offensive line that it was the last year or so. But even looking at that, Cap, you say, well, if you don't draft Justin Fields as Andy Dalton, it still feels 8-9 to me. It might be 8-9 if Justin Fields started on day one. So like, it's good, but it's not great. It's not dynamic. Even in a conference in the NFC where I think the Bears can make the playoffs, it just still feels ordinary. The defense still is still they still got to be able to get to the quarterback. They still have to prove something from last year. So for me, I understand it's hard for you tell Bears fans, hey, preach patience. It's okay. They don't want patience, man. They want to see a winner. And you know why it's important to get this right? Because Aaron Rodgers may not be in the division this year. So you want to get right. That's why Bears fans are excited. Now, this won't come across well. I think some Bears fans will look at this and say, Andy Dalton as a starter, is he better than Mitch? Will he get better than Mitch offensively? Probably not. Probably not. But they're going with a plan. And Fields at some point, based on the schedule we see, we might see Fields anyway.
Yeah, look, Andy couldn't stay healthy last year in Dallas.
Right.
There is absolutely a chance that he gets hurt. I hope he doesn't. I don't want to see anyone get injured.
No.
But you have to trust in the plan to develop a young quarterback. We've never done it in this town. It was stupid to run Mitch out there in week five of his rookie season. It was one of the dumbest decisions that a dumb organization makes. Oh, it's Monday Night Football. It's the Vikings. Put him in. Glennon stinks. You're not going anywhere anyway. You came out. We had Ryan Pace on at training camp.
Yeah.
Is there any scenario you're playing Mitch? No. Mitchell Trubisky is going to learn this year. He only had 13 starts. We're not playing him. Oh, week five, get him in.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not telling you he would have become Aaron Rodgers if he had sat, but you have a plan. Follow your plan. Now, again, if Andy Dalton gets hurt, it is what it is. But follow your plan.
I'm a little thrown off by this. I'm glad that Matt Nagy made it very clear in the Zoom yesterday, but aren't we used to the summertime battle? Platteville or either in Bourbonnais, this quarterback against this quarterback, who's going to win out? There really is no competition. But I told you that last year, too. Last August, I go, there's no real competition. Mitch is going to start. They brought Foles in.
I felt the same way.
I said, yeah, Mitch is going to start. But I'd rather for it to be this way than to give us a blank show and just pretend like, oh, you know, these two are battling it out and this guy looks good this day. This guy looks good. You know, hey, don't just drag us along. You say Andy is the quarterback, fine. Fine. You think if that's your plan, that's fine. But here's the thing. If Rodgers is not in the division, make sure you put your best foot forward, put your best players in a position to succeed, because if the Packers don't have Rodgers, now it's the Vikings you got to beat in the division.
Yep, and I'll read you this tweet later from Jeff Darlington.
Yeah.
But he was at Dolphins camp yesterday. Tua was horrific. 5 picks. I'll read it to you later. But do you put a lot of stock in what happens at OTAs, good or bad? So if Justin Fields dominates an OTA, do you go, oh, he's ready? It's OTAs.
The NFL, man. Everything's reported. You see the NFL. It's a different NFL than it was 10, 20 years ago.
It's different.
Transactions matter. OTAs matter. It's just part of the storyline, Cap.
All right, what do you think of Nagy's comments? Andy Dalton will start week one. There is nothing Justin Fields could do to change that narrative, barring, obviously, a catastrophic injury. 312-332-3776. He's Hoodie, I'm Cap. Be right back.
Take that.
You don't have to wait till you're in your car to hear what Cap and Jay Hood are talking about. Just tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
So what'd you think of Matt Nagy's comments? Andy Dalton, there's nothing, barring injury, of course, that Justin Fields could do to get Andy Dalton on the bench. Nothing. So I'm cool with it. I expected it. And just follow the process, man. Trust. Set out a process that has been time-tested. Andy Reid has talked about the process. Matt learned from Andy Reid. Other coaches that Aaron Rodgers sat for 3 freaking years.
I understand the plan, Cap, but you know that you look at Matt Nagy and what he's done or has not done with the Bears, it's hard for a lot of Bears fans to trust. Because ultimately it's about championships. How often have we talked about championship or failure? Championship or bust? Mm-hmm. Win the division or bust? Mm-hmm. I always look at it at like rungs on the ladder, right?
Mm-hmm.
The first rung on the ladder is to have a winning record. The second rung on the ladder is to be able to win the division. The next rung on the ladder is to win games in the playoffs. The next rung is to be able to get to the Super Bowl. The final rung is to win the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
So when you are in the playoffs, that's one rung on the ladder. We've seen that a couple times here. But what you want to see is a Bears fandom that says, you know what? Matt's on the right direction, and Ryan's in the right direction. But see how much issues and red tape that we've seen with both of these guys? I mean, that's why some Bears fans was like, are you sure this is the right way? Because they're not sure. Hey, come this way. I swear, we got a shortcut here. If we just go this way, we have a shortcut. We end up going the long way. And that's where the Bears are. Bears say, here's a shortcut to where we need to be, but you are not there yet. So you can understand where a Bears fan would say, man, I don't know, man. I really like this Justin Fields. But my feeling is that eventually we're going to see Fields anyway this upcoming season.
Probably. But let's let this play out. Let the process play out. By the way, NFL and CBS tweets this. Every Bears coach's win percentage since the NFL merger back in, what was that, 50 years ago?
Yeah.
55 years ago. Mike Ditka, 63%. Number two, Matt Nagy, 58%. Number two winningest coach, now again, albeit through 3 years, but he's never had an under 500 season.
I'll take Lovey.
So Lovey was third at 563. Jack Pardee, Neil Armstrong, Dick Geron, Dave Wannstedt. That's your...
David, I'm on the list, David. If it wasn't for those couple plays, we would have been in the Super Bowl.
No, Dave, you wouldn't have.
No?
I love Dave Wannstedt 2.0. It's one of the greatest coaches of all time.
I love him.
Now that he's not coaching, he's one of the greatest of all time. It's amazing, isn't it? I'm not saying I don't like Dave. I just think that Dave 2.0, like on Fox or doing radio hits, is like, ah, I just remember my time coaching. Yeah, your teams were bad. How about that? Like, oh, David, we were so good. You're not Ditka.
Harding and Charlotte, how are you?
Good morning, gentlemen. Long time no speak.
Harding.
Hey, so I got a question, and here's my concern. With the Bears' franchise foundational inability to develop quarterbacks, I'm a little worried that they don't have the know-how to say when Justin Fields is ready. My concern is Justin Fields' maturation process is going to be completely dependent on how bad Andy Dalton looks versus how good Justin Fields looks. What do you guys think about that?
That's interesting.
Say it again, because
that was good.
Yeah, it is, but here's where I'm at, Harding. Whether Andy Dalton looks awful, whether Nick Foles looks bad, all I care about is the proper way to develop Justin Fields. Not, oh God, who gives us the best chance to beat the Rams in week one? No. This is a 12-year plan here.
Right, Cap. So I guess I should have said this. I don't want Justin Fields to touch the field at all in his first year. I want him to sit, and I want him to learn. Because they did this with Mitch Trubisky. They saw how bad Mike Glennon was, and they threw Mitch Trubisky to the Lions, and I think that kind of dudded his maturation process. But what I'm saying is, I don't think Matt Nagy knows how to identify when Justin Fields is ready. I think he's going to make his determination on the vibe of the team, the direction of the season, and say Andy Dalton is playing so bad, I have to make a change. Not that Justin Fields looks so good, I have to put him in. You get what I'm saying? There's a difference there.
Yeah, I appreciate the call, Harding.
But don't be a stranger. But you understand what he said. Like, if we will see him, it will be predicated on Dalton not playing well. That's when you break.
Or being injured.
Yeah, and that's, you know, break glass in case of emergency. It's not the process of Dalton plays all 16 games, and you know Dalton won't be here next year, and so here comes Justin Fields. Like, I asked him directly when we had him on, what's your checklist? And Nagy gave us like a 3-minute answer of exactly the checklist he wants to see in order to determine whether or not Fields is ready.
Okay, so what if he had announced yesterday, okay, we're going with Andy Dalton. Nick Foles is the number 2. Justin is the 3. Would that change your perspective at all?
I would know that one of those veteran quarterbacks wouldn't be here anyway. So all that would tell me is that Fields is not really getting any snaps in practice. Very few. They're mental reps, right? Or you're off on some side field with guys that are, you know, off your 7-Eleven that's making the team, you know, just for the summer. So, but if it was that way on the depth chart, I know Fields would get a chance at some point. At some point. They're not ash canning him and pushing him off to the side. They know he's the guy at some point.
No, just not now. All right, back to the phones, James and Gurney. Hey, James, what's up, man?
Oh, boy. Okay, I just want to say something. Hoodie, you got the heartbeat of the fans, brother. I love you, man. You're helping me not turn the dial. Listen, I don't want to hear anything about this developmental BS. Brett Favre, Aaron Rodgers sat behind Favre. Steve Young sat behind Joe Montana. I don't want to hear it no more.
Right.
How about Kyler Murray? Did he have to develop? Jackson, did he have to develop? Herbert sat for 3 weeks. Now he has to develop. Nobody wants to listen to this dude Nagy talk anymore. I got the heartbeat of the fans. All of a sudden, this guy has a plan now, so I'm supposed to bow down. Justin Fields needs to get his butt out there and play if he's better than Dalton. That's all there is to it. These Herberts of the world and the Kylers, they get kids to come in and they develop a system around them. Is Matt Nagy going to do that thing and bring a quarterback and develop his quarterback into his system? Listen, this dude's going to be out of here soon. I don't want to hear his winning percentages number 2. This is his
James,
ego.
He's not going anywhere. He's not going anywhere.
Hey, Hoodie, thank you for being who you are. You're making me not turn the dial. It's enough of this BS.
Thank you, James.
See you, James. He's not going anywhere. James doesn't want to hear it. He's not going anywhere.
Yeah, but he still has a right to say, I want change. I'm no different than I was at the end of last season, that I would prefer to have someone else look over Justin Fields to get him ready to be a starter. I just think I saw enough from Nagy and from Pace. But I can't fight City Hall. What am I going to do? Put the headphones down and say, I won't come back, Cap, until there's change with the Bears. I can't do that. We are watching the developments with this Bears team. Now all it is me clicking my heels, hoping that things will work out well.
Right.
Because ultimately, all of our lives, this has been defense and running back you. That's what the Bears have been. All it is about defense and running backs. I want the Bears to change, man. I want them to catch up with the time. You know who's more ahead? Tell me, Mellor, if I'm wrong about this. When Mellor's available, we'll talk. I think that Herbert from San Diego, that team is ahead of the Bears offensively. I didn't think Justin Herbert would be that good for the Chargers, but he is.
Really?
You see those numbers?
Yeah.
To the point where it's almost like he's ahead of Tua. I hope the Bears could be able to accelerate this young quarterback to even to that length. I was just looking over those numbers the other day of Herbert. A lot more impressive than I remember.
Yeah, that guy's good.
Yeah.
Very good.
I didn't think he would be.
All right, one thing that the Bears week one starter and I have in common. Next.
Black?
No. Take that.
For all the ones who get it done, Grainger is always there to help. Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, 24/7 support, free access to product specialists, and experienced staff at over 250 local branches. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, thegrainger.com, or just stop by.
Cap. J-Hood.
This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
Watch the show on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago.
So the Bears week one starter is on the back page of the Chicago Sun-Times.
Fields?
Dalton.
Oh.
Fields is as well. They're both on the back page of the Sun-Times.
Not Trubisky this time, huh?
No. Mitch in his Buffalo uniform? No.
Potsy really unraveling on that.
It's not my deal. It wasn't me.
That's funny.
Potsy, it's all right, buddy.
So Andy Dalton is handing the football off, as is Justin Fields. They both are pictured in their practice garb.
Yes.
Andy Dalton's wearing his wedding band.
Oh, God.
Yes.
Can I see that? Can you give me a close-up there? Where is... I see. All right.
Okay, so we're in the IDOT bullpen this morning.
Mm-hmm.
It's a really nice, beautiful place that they've built for us here.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, driving responsibly, construction and work zones really is a matter of life or death. Learn more online or through social media at lifeordeathillinois.com. So you had gone down the hall for a moment. It's me, Mellor, and JR.
Yeah.
And I said to Mellor, oh, Andy Dalton wears his wedding band when he plays.
Yeah.
That's going to absolutely trigger Sylvie.
Oh, why is that?
Because Sylvie was all over Ryan Fitzpatrick for, what is he, grandstanding the show with a good... I don't want to put words in Sylvie's mouth, but Jeff...
Yeah, it was something along the lines of making others look bad because he needs to wear his wedding
band. Oh, I got
to
wear my wedding band so my wife knows I'm committed to her while I'm playing in an NFL
game. So the
whole
world knows how committed Ryan Fitzpatrick is.
Right.
That's a choice, isn't it?
So I said to Mellor, hold on a second. Andy Dalton's doing the same thing. He's wearing his wedding band. But the difference is, like, you have a metal wedding band.
And then this led to, also, you made the point, hey, that's the same wedding band that I have, right? Didn't you say that?
Correct.
And then you said, does he wear them in the game? And I go, you know, I'm not sure. And then you're like, let's go find some action shots of Dalton in the game. And then all of a sudden, we start looking around the internet for Andy Dalton throwing passes in game or practice.
Bengal and Cowboy.
And we come across a couple different photos of him having a wedding ring on, wedding band. But then Cap makes note about how one of them is a different color at this point.
Correct. Right? Like, yeah, the one today is a white wedding band. It's all white.
Mm-hmm.
He also has pictures in Dallas where he's wearing like a black one or a dark gray one. And I said to Mellor, I actually wear the same one. It's called a Qualo, Q-A-L-O. Mine's red.
And I was like, what the hell are you talking about? Is this a thing? I thought your wedding ring... is your wedding ring. I thought you have one wedding ring that you got married in that was probably blessed in whatever type of ceremony that you had.
Sure.
And that was your wedding ring. Not some
and I said
choice that matches your outfit.
I said, Mellor, I got like six of these.
Yeah, I don't have that. I only have two. I have the original wedding band that we bought. In St. Martin.
Uh-huh.
So we got that. That's gold. And I just have this one almost as a placeholder. It's silver. And I like silver a lot, even more than gold.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm a silver guy.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've had this. So I've actually only had two rings for 20 years.
Okay. So I have a white one. I have a dark gray one. I have an all red one. This is red with black on the border.
Mm-hmm.
I got a bunch of different ones.
And that's not a thing. Your wedding ring is the one that you got married in.
No, absolutely.
Those are not wedding rings.
Oh, this is great. Okay, so here's my question. How many wedding rings does Mrs. Kaplan have?
She has, let's see, the band. She has her engagement ring. And then she has four or five colors of these. And then she has
these, meaning what? Those
this, like rubber ring that I wear. Yeah,
the Goodyear rings that you're wearing.
My son has an Apple Watch on one of those. It's not a wedding ring. It's a band.
It's a wedding band. So when we go on vacation, she doesn't take her nice jewelry with her.
Yeah,
gets locked up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then when we were in Vegas one trip. We were in some store and they had like a really awesome, amazing ring that was like $39, and it looks like an engagement ring, but it's a cubic zirconia.
Ah, I see.
And she said,
"Right up your alley."
Yeah, she's like, "Hang on a minute, I want to buy that." I go, "For what?" She said, "Because when we travel and we're out of town or we go to Mexico for a vacation, I'm not bringing my nice jewelry, but I want to wear one that looks like it."
I see.
She's got that. She's got a bunch of these Qualos in different colors, and I wear the red one because red is a thing with me.
Yeah,
I've got red like string on my wrist.
Yep.
These have been here. I think I got these in Greece like 4 years ago, and they just eventually wear off, and I replace them. Mm-hmm. Mellor's like, no. When you got married to Mindy and the service was going on, you had what ring on? I said, it was a silver metal ring, mm-hmm. like yours.
Mm-hmm.
That's your wedding band. No, this or whatever I put on the left hand on the ring finger, that's my wedding band that day.
I see. So as I mentioned, this is pretty much a placeholder. The other one is in a box someplace in a safe. So I've only had two, Mellor. So, but it's funny that this comes up because I had no idea this was going to be a topic until I came in this morning. And that it's funny that Peacock asked me like 2 days ago, like, "Hey, look at the rings, like the ones that you have.
Uh-huh.
Which color do you like?" And I like, I don't know, gold, black on black. Maybe the white one. I don't know. I mean, because I hadn't thought about it. We haven't thought about rings like that in a while.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why that was kind of odd that would come up. I don't need a lot. This is fine, what I have. It still fits the finger.
Well, first of all, so when I work out, it gets banged around weightlifting.
Mm-hmm.
My original ring has got little marks on it. My wife's like, "You're going to destroy that thing. Just get one of those rubber rings. Who cares? You're wearing it on your left hand."
Totally cool. I think it makes sense. You don't want to damage your wedding band. I completely understand that.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't know where mine is. I don't think you... Oh, listen. Hey, you're talking to a guy who 2 years into his marriage lost his wedding ring. I'm not even...
Really?
I have no place to stand on that. So
jeez.
We're well past that. But
wow.
You don't need the wedding band, though. I just like... Right? You just take it off and... put it away, and you don't need the band on all the time, do you? You're like the Andy Dalton of people walking around out here showing people how committed you are all the time.
I never take this red one off.
Because you want to show... it's part of you, or is it because you want to show people that you're married?
I don't care what people think.
You do, but, I mean, in this regard, we're talking about this, though.
I tune out the Matote kid.
Yep. Yeah.
You just want to be coordinated with your outfits.
No, I wear the same red ring every day.
Okay.
Doesn't matter what I'm wearing.
But I thought you just said you had multiple colors.
I do have multiple. I just haven't changed. I've worn I've had this red on for as long as we've been together.
Yes, but aside from that, you do care what people think, but this is a different topic. Of course. I'm sitting next to you every day. You do care what I think. I'm people.
Well, you're not outside noise.
Am I not a people?
But you're not outside noise.
But I'm a people, though, right?
Yes.
Yes.
But you are, like...
I'm a people.
You're part of me. We're, like, we're joined
yes.
in this thing. No, I'm talking about the outside noise.
Outside the building.
I've worked really hard to just tune it out.
Right.
It's out there, hear it, but my wife or my...
brother or my family, my kids, you guys. No, you're not the outside noise.
You should get another band to wear on your right hand to represent your unity with the show.
I got no problem with that.
You already wear two a day. I mean,
yeah, the other one's a fitness ring.
Okay. What about another one? You'll put another one there? Then you should be from Vegas. Just put three on there.
Pinky ring? No yeah. shot.
I don't.
So what colors you go with, Huddy? With the peacock?
Well, I think it was white. There was the Texas Longhorn color was that gold. Is that orange?
Burnt orange.
Is it burnt
color?
Orange? Yeah. Nice. I did not tell her about the
horns.
Order. Yeah, pretty much. Yes. It's a Georgia fan. Put that mongrel in the ground. Hook them horns.
Go to qualo.com. QALO.com. Qualo.com. Just look it up at the break. Trust me on this.
I don't think I should. That sounds political.
It is not. Let's go to Chris in Yorkville. Hey, Chris.
Hey, I just wanted to pipe in because it is a thing. I know plenty of people that wear these rings. My wife and I both are PAs, and you know we work in the medical field. I've got to take my real wedding ring off for procedures and stuff sometimes, and I didn't want to lose it. So, you know, I guess it is kind of a placeholder. No, it's not my actual wedding ring that I got married in, but it's one that I can still wear and you know, have in that place when I'm working out, when I'm working. You know, if my wife wore her real one and, you know, had to put gloves on, she'd break the gloves with the you know, diamond on the top of the engagement ring part of it.
So, agreed. Well said, man.
I've got firemen friends who can't, you know, literally can't wear their real metal rings when they're on the job, you know, and they want to be wearing something. So, like, Qualo has a, like, law enforcement, firemen, first responder line where they have, you know, certain colored ones for those things. There's another company out there called Groove Life, and I think Philip Rivers was actually at, like, he was an endorser for them.
He was. You're exactly
that was a different
right.
one.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Yeah, it's a thing.
It's a thing. Have a great day.
Uh-huh.
As long as Philip Rivers is not endorsing some sort of birth control, we're all good.
Yeah, he's got like 18 kids.
Hey, he's a father of our country.
He had fun. Bob in Woodridge, what's up, man?
Hey, Cap, I'm with you. I do the same thing. I have a company. It's called Enso, E-N-S-O. I have five of these rubber rings because I did lose my wedding ring. I found it, but I dislocated my finger so bad before I can't fit the original band on it, and I don't want to do anything different. So I've got four or five of these things. If for some chance I lose one, it's cost $25 to replace it instead of a couple hundred. So good for you, man.
You're the man.
I do the same thing.
Hey, Bob, have a great day.
Thanks.
Yeah, thank
See you,
you.
Buddy. Hoodie, I also own five rubber rings. None of them go around my finger.
Wow. Okay, then.
I learned that in the back of my magazine. 1995.
Sticky stuff's in focus for MLB, but Tyler Glasnow, who's injured now, the best pitcher on the Rays, had some really insightful comments you got
to
hear.
Wait a minute. What, you told me to go to what's the website?
QALO.
Man, I just got this snake. That can't be right.
QALO.com.
No, you did not. There's a snake on here, and he's hissing at me.
Yeah, keep your snake to yourself.
I'm just telling you, you see what it says there, right?
Don't tread on me.
I don't know.
We'll be right back.
Cap! What site is this?
Murray AC Month is going on right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts. If your AC is blowing hot air, you need immediate relief. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts during Murray AC Month and get up to a $100 gift card after a mail-in rebate when you purchase a Murray AC compressor, accumulator, or dryer, expansion device, and condenser. There's no need to sweat it. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today and talk to our professional parts people or visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
This is Cap and Jay Hood. Enjoy the show each morning in your Instagrammies. At Cap J Hood on Instagram.
This is Chicago's home for sports.
ESPN 1000. This is breaking news. Sponsored by the Points Bet Sportsbook. On Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app.
We turn now to veteran newsman J.R. Strauss with breaking news here on Cap and J-Hood. J.R.
Thank you very much, Jonathan. According to Shams Charania of The Athletic, Phoenix Suns All-NBA guard Chris Paul has entered the COVID-19 health and safety protocols and is sidelined for an indefinite period of time, sources tell The Athletic.
We turn now to player development coordinator Jeff Meller will tell us now what happens with Chris Paul. Chris,
this now means that Chris Paul's status is for the Western Conference Finals is up in the air. Noteworthy, depending on the medical circumstances, an isolation period could be shorter for vaccinated individuals.
All right, gentlemen, thank you very much. As we turn now to David Kaplan, now here we are. There is no Chris Paul in this spot. Now, what do we remember last time we saw Chris Paul? After the Suns swept out what I thought was a pretty good Denver team, he went up and hugged his family, hugged friends. I didn't expect him to go into the stands. Not saying that that's where he contracted it, but I thought that that was unusual at the time.
Do we know if he's vaccinated?
I don't know. I do not know. Let's ask Anthony Rizzo. He's the expert, is he not? I mean, I don't know. I hope the best for him because Chris Paul has been a great story in the playoffs.
Yes.
Yep.
Like, I hope to goodness that he doesn't get affected by COVID-19. It treats everybody differently. Mm-hmm. If he gets sick, we wish him all the best. If he's asymptomatic, I hope he hasn't spread it to someone else who's immunocompromised. Like, it just opens up a whole can of worms, man.
Well, yeah, I think, and listen, Chris Paul's dealt with a lot of injuries and things out of his control throughout his career. That's part of the reason he's got some people, you know, question his you know, validity as one of the best point guards of all time is because he's never been able to win a championship. And this just sucks if this in some way affects the outcome of the Western Conference Finals. And I'll also add, too, that this is one of those things, as Shams Charania pointed out, mm-hmm. is that vaccinated individuals can go through the protocol quicker if they don't, you know, if they test negative. That is, I think, directly what we're talking about when we talk about, like, teams like the Cubs, the competitive advantage. That is it. Like, if you happen to have to enter protocol, you can go through it quicker if you've been vaccinated.
I hope, Jeff, that he's able to get through this because he's been a great story. But I will tell you this, it's pretty fortunate it's happening now. While the Suns are resting, waiting for the other conference game to be ended, because if this was bang bang, you could be without Chris Paul for a number of games in the series. So it's opportunistic for it to happen now. Chris Paul's been through so much, so many injuries. One of the reasons why he can't get that championship or get to that championship level is because he's fallen short because of injury. And now COVID-19. Okay, we'll see what happens, but it's lucky it's happening here today.
Very lucky that they are not playing. Mm-hmm. And again, away from the basketball side, I just hope that he hasn't given COVID. If he's positive, if they haven't said yet whether this is a contact tracing issue or that he tested positive, all they said is he's entered the health and safety protocol. Mm-hmm. Now, I would assume that if he was vaccinated and he had been exposed to someone, he would not have to enter the health and safety protocol.
And if he can't play, then clearly his twin brother could play from the State Farm commercial with the little tricky mustache. He could be in there like a good neighbor.
Uncle Cliff.
Yeah, Uncle Cliffy. Yes, he could be there with the little mustache. He could play.
But can he give you double-digit assists when you need it?
I don't know.
Can he give you 35 and 15 with no turnovers?
I'm not sure.
How good is DeAndre Ayton without Chris Paul running the points? Can they steal a game one against whoever their competition happens to be, whether it's the Clippers or the Jazz?
You know, he's such the catalyst for them. You know, remember what the Suns looked like without Chris Paul, right? It was the Devin Booker show. Actually, it was Zach LaVine, pretty much. It was Zach LaVine and a bunch of other players, right? That's kind of what it looked like. But I really believe, and it just shows you, man, the MVP vote is kind of like these award shows we see for music. And JR can speak to this better than anybody. Some of these award shows and these awards that are given out to music, it's like, it's just nonsense. And same thing with MVP. How is it that Chris Paul doesn't have more votes for MVP? That guy was the straw that stirred the drink for the Suns. It was him.
He was a beast.
He didn't get as many MVP votes, so it's kind of like the Grammys for MVP award now.
Listen, Hoodie, at least Giannis was unanimous All-NBA first team.
Okay.
We got that. They got that right. We all saw that last night.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
By the way, the NBA did tweet out through Baxter Holmes, who you know very well.
I do.
Baxter tweeted, once vaccinated, NBA player health and safety protocol changes. You will not have to be quarantined following exposure to someone with COVID-19. So he obviously either tested positive or he was exposed to someone who tested positive and he hasn't been vaccinated. Mm-hmm. Also, Chris Haynes, being around LeBron James for years, he's always been private about his medical, never one to endanger his family or teammates. This statement that the league put out puts one thing to rest. He's been vaccinated. Okay. So there had been speculation LeBron didn't take the vaccine. He did. That's what it looks like.
And but you like the answer, right? Mm-hmm. Did not want to say one way or the other.
Correct.
It's my personal decision.
Correct. It's nobody's business what I do. Yep. But it looks like he was indeed. Some people had said, well, if he doesn't want to say, that means he's absolutely vaccinated. And not vaccinated.
So at least the Lakers will have LeBron for game one.
Oops. Jesse Rogers joins us next. Tough send in last night's game for the Cubs.
Oh, man.
Better get Willie Harris some coffee and wake his ass up. That was a horrific decision.
Coffee? Hey. You get out of there, JR. Not your coffee.
Yeah, get him some of that morale blend Ian Happ and Dom put out. Get him some morale blend. Wake his ass up now and tell him, you ever do that again, you ain't going to be at third base again.
How about Brim?
No shot.
Okay. Thank you very much. No Brim.
Jesse, in 2 minutes.